हरि ओम तत्सत श्री गुरुभ्यो नमः। हरि ओम सहनावतु सहनौ भुनक्तु सह वीर्यंकरवावहै तेजस्विनावधीतमस्तु मा विद्विषावहै। ओम शांति शांति शांतिः। Now we have entered into the most interesting portion of the Kathopanishad, the second chapter, verse in the Prathamavalli. All the mantras are beautiful here, and we repeatedly see the truth of the individual, the essential nature of the individual being non-different, being identical, being one with the truth of the entirety of the cosmos, which otherwise said to be Ishwaraha. So in these portions, we have very clear understanding of the concept of Ishwaraha, the Lord. What is Hindu concept of God? Will become very clear in these portions. And we'll see Ishvara is just the qualification attributed to the very abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality, which is of the nature of knowing, which is of the nature of pure consciousness, pure awareness, pure knowledge. And this reality, abstract reality, has to be arrived at, can be understood only as the swarupam of the knower, the subjective arch. Unless and until we distinguish the knower experiencer from the known, thereby we understand who the knower is, what the knower is, we never can ever arrive at the truth. So reality, even though all it is, it is only the manifestation of the reality, only the abstract truth, still that only reality implied by the terms Atma or Brahma has to be arrived at only as the very swarupam of I, the experiencer. That is how we'll understand how this truth, arrived as the truth of the individual, being this one, the same truth of the entirety of the cosmos. So this Jiva Ishvara, Vyakti Samashti, Swarupa Aikyam is discussed in this portion. Let us read here. Last class we saw the third mantra, the fourth mantra. Let me read the fourth mantra, then we move on to the fifth mantra. Swapnantam jagaritantam chobhoyenanu pasyati mahantam vibhumatmanam matva dhiro nashochati. So the benefit of arriving at this truth, benefit of discovering this truth is very clearly stated here. Dhiraha na shochati. Wise person does not grieve, which means grief has no legitimacy. Grief will resolve without its trace anywhere around. Once a person shifts his identity from the individual body, mind's complex to the truth, and the shifting is dependent on the cognition, as cognitive shift has to happen, which means one has to see the one's own self, the truth of I being abstract, indestructible reality, Indestructibility, immortality, timelessness, changelessness, being the nature of the very truth of I should be understood. So that the fundamental problem centered on I must be resolved. That's why it is said, Dhiraha, only after having understood, a person becomes Dhiraha. He becomes the protector of his own intellect. As the one has protected his intellect from fear for good, he does not grieve anymore. So non-freedom from the hold of grief is dependent on one being free from the hold of the fear. The phenomenon called fear resolves, then grief also will resolve. The sense of insecurity centered on I will resolve, the grief will resolve for good. And here, for which a person has to know matva. And he should know what? He should know the truth of the experiencer, Swarupam of the experiencer. One has to understand who the experiencer knower is. If you really arrive at who the experiencer is, the experiences, states of experience are different, the states of mind are different, and the experience are obtaining in different states of experience is one and the same, and that experiencer is just abstract, subtlest, formless reality, and which is of the nature of consciousness, knowing. It is that consciousness, pure consciousness alone, is the true Swarupam of the entity of the universe. Therefore, is looked upon as Ishwara. Then as Ishwara, the Lord of the universe, is said to be Vibhu Mahan. Therefore, this mantra, Mahan is Ishwara, Vibhu is Ishwara. Who is Mahan? Who is Vibhu? The truth, essential nature of every being, essential nature of everything, essential nature of the entity of the objective universe is Ishwara, Mahan Vibhu. And that truth of the entity of the cosmos is arrived at as the truth of the experiencer, obtaining in different states of experience. And therefore, already this mantra reveals. So, Anudrashta, the one who sees the objects of the experiencer is another than Ishwara. Ishwara alone is there as experiencer in every antahkaranam, in every mind, in every set of experience. Therefore, already his mantra reveals the essential oneness of the individual self and the total self. Samashti Tattva, Samashti Swarupam, Vyashti Swarupam, Jeeva Swarupam, Ishwara Swarupam. Okay, now we'll see in the following mantra. The same fact is again revealed in this mantra. The same fact means that Jeevatma, the Swarupam of the individual, is nothing but the Swarupam of the entity of the objective universe. The Swarupam of all the beings. So, this same abstract formless reality associated with the entirety of the cosmos, identified with all the entirety of the cosmos, constituted of countless number of forms, names and functions, is looked upon as Ishwara. What is Ishwara? Is there something called Ishwara? No. Ishwara is a temporary qualification, a title attributed to the reality. Why is it temporary? Because Ishwara's status also is mithya. That's why I said temporary. Anyway, I'm not saying Ishwara is not real, okay? Ishwara is a name. Ishwara is a title. Ishwara is a Ishwaraha, means one who rules, the ruler. The ruler, the Lord, is the title, qualification attributed to the abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality implied by the term Atma or Brahma. the reality which is of the nature of limitlessness. Thereby implied the term Brahman alone is given this title. When this reality is associated with, identified with innumerable, countless forms, names, and functions which constitute the universe, constitute the world, the title is given. The same reality associated with, identified with the individual body, mind, sense complex, any given body, mind, sense complex, is given a different title as Jivaha. So only Atma, which is given two different qualifications in keeping with the Upadhis. Jagat is the Upadhi for Ishvara. Body, mind, sense complex forms the Upadhi for Jiva. The difference is only in the Upadhis, where Upahita Chaitanyam is not different. Therefore, the pure consciousness associated with, identified with two different Upadhis are given two different titles. So only Atma is known as Jiva Atma and Parama Atma. Actually, Jivaha and Paramaha are temporary qualifications in keeping with the difference in the Upadhis, the reflecting media or the manifesting media. But the source of manifestation is neither Jiva nor Ishvara, the Atma. Okay, this we are going to understand here. And also, the three different functional names of Ishvara also will be understood very clearly in these following verses. So what is this reality? Is Ishvara Swarupam? What is Jiva Swarupam? We know very well through Drikdrishyaveka Prakriya or Avasthatraya Prakriya, we understand very clearly the knower experiencer is distinct from the known, not only the external objects, including the instruments of knowledge, including the abode of enjoyment, including the body, mind, sense complex. One's own ahankara is an object of knowledge. The knowledge of self-existence is an object of knowledge. So all the memories, everything obtained from memory is object of knowledge. All knowledge is object of knowledge. Knowledge is object of knowledge. Ignorance is object of knowledge. All emotions objects of knowledge. So entire antahkaranam itself is object of knowledge. Therefore, the body, mind, sense complex also comes under the category of the known objective universe. If you see, distinguish the knower experiencer, we have to see the fact clearly. The knower experiencer observer is nothing but abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality. And this reality is of the nature of all pervasiveness, therefore implied by the term Atma. And this reality is the only truth in which the entity of the objective universe resolves, therefore it is called Atma. This reality alone obtains as the enjoyer of everything, eater of all the objects, consumer of all the objects. Therefore, it's called Atma. And this reality, Atma, is what? Of the nature of attributelessness, formlessness. So, Nirgunaha, this abstract reality, arrived at a group of the experiencer is Nirgunaha, no Gunaha, being the subtlest, absolutely attributeless. Nirgunaha Atma, Nirgunam Brahma. Nirgunam Brahma Chaitanyam. Nirgunaha Atma Chaitanyam. Nirgunaha Atma. The Atmas, now how many Atmas are there? How many consciousnesses are there? Not one, only Atma. Only consciousness. Or Nirgunaha Yekaha Eva Atma. Okay. This only Atma alone is Atma is given two different titles as Jivaha and Paramaha. Vyashtihi and the Samashtihi. And same, now we'll be understanding later on. How the difference now? In fact, we understand Upanishads help all the Upanishads uniformly help us arrive at the fact of essential oneness of the individual, the total, and the cosmos, objective universe, which means the truth of the individual Jivaha, the truth of the Jagat, the Ishwaraha, and the Jagat. So Jiva Swarupam Kim? Jiva Swarupaha. Jiva Swarupam, the truth of the Jiva is consciousness. What is Swarupam of Ishwara? Consciousness. Abstract formless reality. And what Swarupam of Jagat? Jagat Swarupam, the Swarupam of the material Jagat also is consciousness. Which means Jagat is Atma, Brahma, Ishra is Atma or Brahma, Jivaha is also nothing but Atma or Brahma. Atma or Brahman, the reality implied by the term Atma or Brahman is not the Jiva, not the Ishvara, not the Jagat. But there cannot be Jagat, there's no Jagat without Atma. There cannot be Ishvara without Atma, there's no Jiva without Atma. Therefore, Swarupam of the Jiva Jagadishwara is one and the same. And that only essence, only truth, only reality, which lends existence to the Jiva status, Ishwara status, and the Jagat is abstract, formless, subtlest reality implied by the term Atma or Brahma. The Atma or Brahma is attributeless. Nirgunaha Atma, Nirgunam Brahma. No. But the same reality, the abstract formless reality, associated with, identified with its own inexplicable power of Maya, is looked upon as Ishwaraha. Maya is inseparable. Look at the reality as the one endowed with the power of Maya is looked upon as Ishwara. Antaryamishwaraha. Antaryamishwaraha. Therefore, the same Maya, the Maya Shakti, Maya Trigunatmika, this inseparable, inexplicable, indestructible, beginningless, endless, but changeful power of reality. Maya is Trigunatmika, is endowed with three gunas. And so, three gunas when manifested are given three different names as the three powers manifested are given three different names. Known as three gunas, Sattva Gunaha, Tamo Gunaha, Rajo Gunaha, we know very well. And here, the only secondless abstract reality, Atma, with predominantly Tamasic Maya, is said to be Jagat. What is Jagat? Jagat, the material forms, names and functions, does the universe, Jagat of material forms, names and functions, has no independent existence at all. Therefore, it is only Atma, only attributeless reality, along with predominantly Tamasic Maya, is known as Jagat. The same reality one and the only attributeless reality, along with predominantly rajasic maya, is known as jivaha, and the same reality, atma, with predominantly sattvic maya, is said to be Ishvara. Ishvara. Therefore, even Jagat Ji Ishvara, Jagat Ishvara Jiva Bheda is only from the standpoint of the difference in the predominance of gunas of Maya. From the standpoint of Atma, there is no difference. So Jagat is Brahma, Ishvara is Brahma, Jiva is also Brahma. Jivopi Brahmaiva na aparaha. Okay. With understanding, and not only we look at, Upanishads make us understand this fact that Jivaha, Ishwaraha, Jagat, all the three, Jiva, Jagat, Jiva, Ishwara, Jagat, Bhedaha, is only the standpoint of the difference in the predominance of the gunas of Maya. From the standpoint of Ishvara, all are one. All are one. Only Atma. Ishvara, so Brahman alone, Atma, the Brahma, the attributeless reality, Atma, alone is there as Jiva, Jagat, and Ishvara. And here again, and the same Ishvara, I'll say, again is given three different function names as Virat. Again, the same Atma associated with the gross manifestation is looked upon as Virat. The same Ishvara, the same consciousness Atma associated with subtle manifestation is called Hiranyagarbha. The same Atma associated with, identified with, unmanifested, undifferentiated forms, names and functions in terms of Maya is called Antaryamishwaraha. Therefore, Atma, the Nirgunaha, Ekaha, Advaitaha, Advitiyaha, Atma is also, alone is simplified by the term Brahma. We understand this. Now, just root mantra now. Kimcha. Now, we are going to see what has been already discussed is going to be discussed further for our further assimilation on the same fact. Don't expect anything new here. Yayimam madvadam veda atmanam jivamantikat. Yaimam madhvadam veda atmanam jivamantikat Ishanam bhuta bhavyasya natato vijugupsate Yetadvaitad Yaimam madhvadam veda atmanam jivamantikat Ishanam bhuta bhavyasya natato vijugupsate yetadvaitat. That sentence. This indeed is that. Means what? The truth obtaining as the nearest self. The content of I'd experiencer is the truth of every being, everything, all the forms, names and functions which constitute the Jagat. Which is otherwise looked upon as Ishvara. So, Jiva Ishvara Swarupam being one and the same is revealed by this sentence. Then, when you understand this fact, what is the benefit? Na vijugupsate, na vijugupsate. See, jugupsa. Jugupsa Jugupsate is a desiderative verb. Vi is a prefix. Jugupsate, vi jugupsate, means the same. Vi jugupsate. See, gopayati, gup is a root. Gopayati is a verb. Gopayati, gopayate means protects. And goptum, gopayitum icha. Gopayitum icha jugupsa. We gopayitum icha vijugupsa. Desire to protect is vijugupsa. Na vijugupsate means does a person is not desirous anymore of protecting. Na vijugupsate means what? A person is not desirous of protecting anymore. Does not desire to protect. Which means a person does not make any efforts to protect. Means what? Does not make any efforts to protect means does not feel insecure. Does not feel insecure. The person who does not try to protect oneself, a person who feels secure, who is already understand the fact of being protected already, does not make effort to protect. Therefore, na vijugupsate means does not make efforts to protect. Which means is not desirous of protecting, means does not seek security anymore. Does not seek security anymore means he is free from the sense of, he free from the want to be secure. And being free from the want to be secure is being free from the want to be secure is freedom, moksha. Tataha na vijugupsate means the person is free from afflictions and pain and sufferings. Na vijugupsate. How a person becomes free from sense of insecurity centered on I? He said, yaha imam madvadam veda. Yaha veda. Yaha veda. Saha na vijugupsate. The person who knows he alone becomes absolutely secure, thereby does not seek security anymore, is not desirous of protecting himself anymore. Yaha veda. Kim veda, kam veda, he said, imam jivam atmanam, jivam atmanam, jivatmanam. Jivatmanam veda. Yaha jivam atmanam veda. Yaha jivatmanam veda. One who knows jivatma means what? One who knows who is jivatma. One who knows the abstract formless reality obtaining as the nearest self. As one's own surup, jivatma is the truth of the individual. Truth of the individual is what? Truth of one's own self. Essential nature of one's own self. The person who knows the essential nature, the surup, the truth of one's own self. Okay. Yaha jivatmanam. Where is the jivatma? The essential nature, the surupam, the truth of one's own self is what? Antikat. Obtaining as the nearest self. Antikat means what? Antikat as the nearest truth. Antika means samipastham. Just as there's no distance between water and the wave, just as there's no distance between the distance between the light and the illumined object, there's no distance between the experiencer, I, and the truth. There's no distance between the illuminator and the light. Illuminator and light. What is the distance? Illuminator is light. Similarly, the knower, I, and consciousness. Knower, I, and pure knowledge. What is distance? There's no distance. Because knower is, illuminator is light. Similarly, knower is consciousness. Therefore, antikam, antikathu means as the nearest. The person who discovers the sarupam of the self, essential nature of the self, one's own self, obtaining as the nearest truth, thereby Bhuta Bhavyasa Ishanam. In that same knowledge, he understands what? The truth, the Ishvara, the same truth which is given the title of Isha. Ishanaha. Ishanaha Ishvaraha. The same truth which is given the title of Ishanaha or Ishvaraha, the standpoint of the entity of the universe, which existed before, which is going to be existing in future. Bhuta Bhavyasya. The universe which existed before, the universe which is existing now, the universe which is going to be existing in future. Of everything which was before and which is going to be in future. The past and the future. Okay. The Lord of the universe, the past and the future. Yaha Veda. That person does not feel insecure anymore. Does not search for protection anymore. Feels absolutely secure. He knows there's no source of security other than the reality, which he arrives at as one's own Sarupam. The only absolute source of security is the reality, beginningless, endless, changeless, absolutely independent, indestructible reality, the abstract reality, which is of the nature of consciousness, is the only source of security. And that consciousness, absolutely secure source of security, consciousness is one's own self, the truth of I. I am Atma. I, the experiencer, am Brahma. I, the knower, am consciousness. The only source of security. The person who has this clear, doubtful vision is absolutely secure. But he knows she is the very security. The person who understands one's own self being a source of security, absolute source of security, cannot feel, does not feel insecure anymore, therefore does not seek security, does not try to protect, is no more craving for, no more desirous of protecting himself. Varna vijugupsate means he is free from the want of, free from the want of being insecure. And here, one more interesting word here. Atma, this the Atma is said to be Madhvadaha. Why he is called Madhvadaha? Madhu. Madhu means something sweet and honey. Madhu here stands for the object of desire. So, adaha means madhu atti iti madhvadaha. The enjoyer of sense object. Even though the word madhu is something, madhu stands for desirable. Atti means eats, enjoys. Madhvadaha means eater of, the enjoyer of desirable sense object. In fact, an enjoyer doesn't enjoy only the object of desires. We do in the enjoyer of undesirable objects also sometimes. Anyway, so here madhvadaha means the enjoyer of objects. Madhu atti iti madhvada. Madhu adaha. Madhu adaha becomes madhvadaha. Okay. Yaha imam. And who is the enjoyer? I am the enjoyer. I am the experiencer. That's why imam means what? This. The yaha veda. One who knows this. This means what? Nearest. There's nothing nearer to you than yourself. You are the nearest self. You are nearer to yourself. You are the nearest to yourself. Therefore, imam. Yaha imam madhvadam veda. The person who knows this nearest experiencer as experiencer, who is also known as what? The self of the individual, one's own self, adhivam atman, one's own self, antikast, the nearest truth, and the same truth, which is the Lord, which alone is the Lord of the world of the past and the future. Past and the future. The Lord of the past and the future. Then, na tataha na vijugupsate. So here, this mantra also, mantra of equation. Mantra of equation means what? The mantra which equates jiva to Ishvara. Which states very clearly, a jivaha is not at all different from Ishvaraha. Absolutely non-different. Jivatma is absolutely non-different from Paramatma. Why? Because jivaha is also Atma. The individual self is also Atma. The total self, Paramaha, is also Atma. Essentially, the one and the same abstract, formless reality consciousness. This temporary titles, Jivaha and Paramaha, Jivaha and Ishwaraha, Jivaha and Ishanaha, this difference is only from the standpoint of the Upadis they are associated with. Otherwise, essentially. So difference is relative, non-difference is absolute. We should not mistake the relative difference to be absolutely real fact. We do not know what is absolutely real. Therefore, we mistake relative real fact, real thing as absolutely real thing. If we understand what is absolutely real, we can negate relative fact as mithya. So Jivaha and Ishvaraha are different from the standpoint of the Upadis. The standpoint, the source, the truth of Jivaha and Ishvaraha. That pure abstract consciousness, pure knowledge, pure awareness implied by the Tamatma, without which there cannot be Jivaha, there cannot be Ishvaraha. Jiva and Ishvara are one and the same. Jivaha is also a manifestation of consciousness. Ishvara is also a manifestation of consciousness. The difference is in the manifesting media. Therefore, they are one and the same. Therefore, who is Ishvara? Bhuta Bhavyasya Ishanaha. The Lord, the ruler of the past and the future. Of course, the present also. Is another than? Not the alone is there as the nearest self, the surup of the individual, surup of the knower, experience, the enjoyer of objects. I. Okay. With this, the mantra is over. Does it? So, yaha imam antikat means what? Samipe tishtantam bhoktaram jivam madvadam jivam atmanam jivam atmanam bhuta bhavyasa ishanam veda saha that person tatah na vijugupsate etadvaitat. Okay. Let us see the bhashyam now. Yaha. Are you all with me? Listening? Okay. Yaha kaschid yah kaschid yaha kaschid yah kaschid imam madhvadam. Okay. Yah kaschid whosoever. Yah kaschid evan oruvan. Yah kaschid whoever. Imam this. Madhvadam. Madhvadam. You all know very well, imam madhvadam is objective case form. So madhvadaha is the nominative form. Who is madhvadaha? Karma pala bhokta, karma pala book, karma pala book, karma palam bhunte iti karma pala book, karma palam, karmanam palam. Karmanam phalani bhunte yaha saha karma phala buk. Tam karma phala bhujam. Karma phala buk, karma phala bhujam. Bhunt, the enjoyer, eater of the fruits of actions. The fruit of action in the form of the object of enjoyment also. If it is madhu, madhu atti iti madhvadaha, madhu adaha becomes madhvadaha. Karma phalabhujam, the enjoyer of, the eater of the result of action, means prarabdha karma phalabhokta. Every individual jiva is a karma phalabhokta. Jiva status itself is for because of what? The karma phala. The karma phala bhukta. Okay. Jivam. Who is jivaha here? Prana di kalapasya dharayita. So dharayita. Jivam. Jivaha. Kaha jivaha? Prana di kalapasya dharayita. Tam dharayitaram. So jivam is pranadi kalapasya dharayitaram. Very beautiful definition of jiva. Please make a note. Jivaha kaha. So with reference to Adi Shankara Bhagavatpada's commentary on Kathopanishad, the definition of jiva given here is what? Pranadi kalapasya dharayita jivaha. Pranadi kalapasya dharayita. See, dharayati iti dharayita. Dharayitru shabdaha. Rikarantaha pullingaha dharayitru shabdaha. Dharayati means one who upholds, one who holds, one who supports, one who lends existence. Okay, dharayita. Supporter, the lender of existence, sustainer is dharayita. And here, supporter, sustainer of pranadi kalapasya. So kalapaha means a group, a bunch, a cluster is called kalapa. So here prana adi kalapaha means pranas, ahankaraha, manaha, buddhihi, chittam. So entire antahkaranam, all five physiological functions. You can now, I even say in Bhagavad, we say 10 functions also. 5 physiological functions. Then all functions of perception, all forms of activities, and all the 10 powers, all the 10 powers enjoy existence, all the subtle aspects, because of the presence of which alone the life of the physical body is possible. And all of them are inert material aspects. So the physiological functions, the 10 powers, karmendriyani, gyanendriyani, panchapranaha, antahkanam, all are subtle material products. Still, all of them are now conscious, sentient and functional. Therefore, the sustainer, supporter, one who lends life, existence, sentiency, consciousness to them is prana adi kalapasya dharayita. Sustainer, supporter, the lender of life and existence to the group of all subtle aspects such as prana, etc. And that first is given the title who? Who? The abstract, formless reality consciousness. And that consciousness is given the title jivaha because of the association with the given individual complex. Okay. Who is jivaha? Pranadi kalapasya dharayita. The truth associated with the individual body, mind, and complex. Sustainer, supporter, enlivener, energizer of the individual body, mind, and complex. Pranadi kalapasya dharayita. So, jivam pranadi kalapasya dharayitaram. Who is dharayita? Atma. Therefore, dharayita is atma. Dharayitaram atmanam veda. So, yakaschidu, whoever, the person who knows, this enjoyer of the fruits of actions, knows the jivatma as the obtainer and enjoyer of the fruits of actions, the sustainer of the port of the entire body, mind, and complex, including pranas, etc., knows. Veda means what? Vijanati. Where? Antikat. Antikat means what? Antike. Antikat, panchami vibhakti. Antike, locative, saptami vibhakti. Antikat, antike, means samipe. Samipe, tishtantam, samipe, sthitam. Antike, sthitam, ishanam. Ishanaha means what? Ruler, the Lord. Ishanam is equal to Ishitaram. Ishitru, Ishanaha, Akaranta Pullinga Shabdaha. Ishita, Rikaranta Pullinga Shabdaha. So Ishitaram, Ishitru Shabdaha. Ishita, nominative case. Ishitaram, objective case. Ishanam, Ishitaram. The Lord of what? Bhuta Bhavyasya Kalatrayasya. Bhuta Bhavyasya Kalatrayasya. So Bhuta means past. Bhavya means future. But here Bhuta Bhavya, past and future are mentioned. The present is included. So Bhuta Bhavyasya is equal to Kalatrayasya Ishita. The ruler, the Lord of three periods of time, past, present and future. So Bhuta Bhavyasya Ishanaha is equal to Kalatrayasya Ishita. Kalatrayasya Ishita means what? The truth. The ruler of past three periods of time, the past, present and future. Why? Because who is the Ishita? Who is the Ishanaha? Ruler, the Lord. There is no Ishita. There is no ruler, Lord, Ishwaraha, Ishanaha, Ishita, other than the abstract, formless reality, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, pure awareness, pure consciousness. Because consciousness, this reality, pure knowledge is free from time limitation. Time limitation. Time comes and goes in time, in awareness. Time comes and goes in awareness. That's why one of the names of the Lord is Kala Kaleshwara. I told you 100 times in my other classes. Kala Kaleshwara. Kalasyapisha. Kala Kaleshwara. Amrita Ghateshwara. All these are beautiful names of Bhagavan because Bhagavan is the one who lends existence to the very Kalaha, time factor. Time has time limitation, but Ishwara Survishwara is free from time limitation. That's why Lord Yama, Lord Shiva is always personified, Lord Shiva, but as the one who has snake, as Pannagabhushana, as one who has the ornament of snake, Pannagabhushana. Because one who is free from time limitation, one who has time under his control. Pooja Swamiji used to say in his classes, he used to make the class very humorous. I have to tell you this. I can't go ahead without telling this, even though you may not like it. You may not like it. You may say, oh, Swamiji repeats. No, I would like, I won't see how I was sitting in the Swamiji's class. It's how Swamiji was talking in the class. I have to tell you this. Time comes and tells very proudly, Aham Jagat Bhakshakaha. I am the doer of the universe. I'm Jagat Bhakshakaha. The whole universe exists in time, comes in time, goes in time, exists in time, resolves in time. So what time is very proud and tells, Aham Jagat Bhakshakaha. I'm the doer of the time. And Bhagavan says, hey, come on, shut up. Aham doer of you. The time. Kalam sollumam na ulagai mulungi. Bhagavan solluvar na unnaye mulungi. It means Bhagavan kalasyapi bhakshakaha. Kalaha jagat bhakshakaha. Bhagavan kalasyapi bhakshakaha. Which means Bhagavan is free from time limitation. Therefore, Bhagavan is here glorified as what? Bhuta bhavyasi ishita. Bhuta bhavyasi ishanaha. Kalatrayasi Ishanaha Ishita, the ruler of the time. Tataha Tadvijnanat Urdhvam. Tadvijnanat Urdhvam. After discovering that truth, of the truth of the entirety of the cosmos, that truth which alone is looked upon as Ishwara, the ruler of the three periods of time, that truth, the ruler of the three periods of time, which alone obtains as the nearest self, the Surupam of the I, the enjoyer experiencer of the fruits of actions, Atmanam Tadvijnanad Urdhvam. After discovering that self, Urdhvam, Atmanam, the self, na vijugupsate, na vijugupsate, na gopayitum icchati, gopayitum na icchati. The person does not desire to protect. See, gopayitum icchati, does na icchati, does not desire to protect means what? Is not desirous of protecting means the person does not seek security anymore. He is free from being a wanting person. He is absolutely secure himself. Why? Because he knows the truth implied that Atma is source of all security, and that the only source of security Atma is the content of I. The self am Atma, the absolute source of security. This vision a person has, therefore, he becomes absolutely secure and he does not seek protection anymore. இச்சதி அபய பிராப்தத்வாத். வெரி பியூட்டிஃபுல். வை ஹி டஸ் நாட் சீக் செக்யூரிட்டி எனிமோர்? பிகாஸ் அபய பிராப்தத்வாத். அபய பிராப்தத்வாத் பிகாஸ் ஆஃப் ஹேவிங் தி ஸ்டேட்டஸ் ஆஃப் பீயிங் தி ஒன் ஹூ ஹேஸ் அட்டைன்ட் ஃபியர்லெஸ்னஸ். One who has claimed fearlessness as one's own swarupam. When a person discovers indestructibility, immortality, timelessness, being one's own swarupam, having arrived at one's own swarupam, being consciousness, abstract reality, thereby, when a person understands one's own sarupam being timelessness, indestructibility, immortality, then fear becomes resolved for good. That is when a person discovers fearlessness being one's own sarupam. When a person claims, takes ownership of fearlessness as one's own sarupam, then he does not seek security anymore. அபய பிராப்தத்வாத் கோபாயத்தும் ந இச்சதி. அபய பிராப்தத்வாத் பீயிங் ஃபியர்லெஸ் இஸ் ஈக்வல் டு பீயிங் செக்யூர். ஃபியர்லெஸ்னஸ் இஸ் செக்யூரிட்டி. ஓகே, நெக்ஸ்ட் சென்டென்ஸ். As long as a person remains amidst fear. What does it mean? As long as a person remains fearful person. Bhaya madhyastha means bhaya madhyasthitaha. As long a person remains frightened, bhaya madhyasthaha, anityam atmanam manyate. As long as a person mistakes atma to be time bound. Atmas to be a mortal. Thereby, as long as a person remains frightened of death, manyate, thavate, so long, gopayitum icchati atmanam. So long the person desires, wants to protect the self. The person, how long does a person want to protect himself? Yavati bhayamadhyastaha anityam atmanam manyate. Atmanam anityam manyate. As long as a person remains frightened, mistaking the atma to be time bound. Why does he mistake the atma to be time bound? Atma is absolutely nityaha. But when he mistakes the body, mind, and complex for the self, when he has wrong identity with the anatma, mistakes the anatma, time-bound anatma for the atma. When he mistakes the time-bound anatma for the atma, anatma is subject to death to be the atma, then he thinks atma is anityaha. As long as he mistakes the atma to be time-bound, mortal, indestructible, so long, remaining frightened, so long that person wants to protect the atma. Tavat means so long. Yavat, as long as. Tavat, so long. Atmanam gopayitum ichchati. That person wants to protect. Only as long as the person remains ignorant of the self, as long as the person mistakes an atma for the atma, as long as he has erroneous self-perception, as long as he has a wrong notion of wrong misconception of Atma to be mortal, time bound. As long as he remains frightened, so long he wants to protect his self. Tavat Atmanam Gopayitum Ichati. Yadatu Nityam Advaitam Atmanam Vijanati. Tada, when a person discovers the fact, the self being timeless, self being one, secondless, non-dual. When this person discovers the self being timeless, eternal, immortal, non-dual, Nityam Advaitam Atmanam Vijanati, when he discovers the real self, discovers the self, the true Swarupam, thereby when he discovers the real nature of one's own self being timeless, immortal, indestructible, non-dual, Nityam Advaitam Atmanam Vijanati, tada, then Kim Va Gopayitum Ichet. What will he desire to, what would he desire to protect? Then who would be desire, who would desire to protect? Who will desire to protect? Kutahava, why should he desire to protect? If he already knows Atma is absolutely immortal, Atma is the absolute source of security, Atma is timeless, Atma is eternal, Atma is changeless. When a person discovers one's own Swarupam being absolutely immortal, timeless, indestructible, the only source of security, Atma, then what will he desire to protect? Who will desire to protect? Why will he would say to protect? These three kim, kaha, kutaha questions only are akshepate prashna. The questions for the sake of objection, which means there will not be a need for having a desire to protect the Atma at all. Ye tadvai tad iti purvavat, this the truth obtaining as the nearest self is indeed the truth of the entirety of the cosmos. Therefore, the truth of the universe is Ishvara, the truth of the individual is Jiva. They're essentially one and the same. Yan kalaha Atmanam Gopayitum Ichyati. How long does a person want to protect one's own self? As long as one does not know one's own Swarupam. Okay. Now let me ask the question. Is there any doubt here?
Swamiji, in the previous section we said Urdhvam Atmanam Tataha Vijnanat Urdhvam Atmanam.
Yeah.
How should we take the Urdhvam?
Vijnanat Urdhvam. See, the word Urdhvam, I take it as Anantaram. After knowing, until you know, yeah, there's a problem. Urdhvam, Vijnanat Urdhvam, Vijnanat Anantaram. Got it? When the Anantaram Urdhvam comes after Pachami Vibhakti, Vijnanat Anantaram. Vijnanat Puram Vijugupusate. Vijnanat Anantaram Na Vijugupusate. Got it, Kero? Before Jnanam, he seeks security. After Jnanam, he does not seek security anymore. That is the meaning. Very nice. Okay. Any other question? Go ahead, next mantra. Okay, very clear. See, as is told, we understand Jiva and Ishvara. Now we are going to understand Ishvara also is given three different titles. Only Ishvara is given three different titles, which means Ishvara alone is there as the truth of every being, everything, every individual. Only Ishvara is here. And that Ishvara, another than Brahma, Atma. Now that Ishvara also is given three different functional names. As what? Antaryamishvaraha. When is Ishvara looked upon as Antaryamishvara? When all the forms, names and functions remain unmanifested, undifferentiated as one inexplicably subtlest power of Maya. Then there's no distance between these. The power and the powerful reality. The same reality is looked upon as powerful reality, in whom the entity of the world of forms, names and functions remain unmanifested, undifferentiated as one in a subtlest power of Maya. Antaha yamayati yasmin iti antaryamishvara. But from that Antaryamishvara alone, what now? All these subtle forms, subtle thing, factors become manifested. Therefore, and the same source of the power, the source, same powerful reality, same source of the power, source of manifestation, Atma Brahma, associated with the subtle manifestation, subtle factors, subtle forms themselves, subtle universe, Suksha Prapancha is given a different name as Hiranyagarbha. So, we'll understand Ishvara as Hiranyagarbha in this following mantra. So finally, what do we need to understand? In the following two mantras, we'll understand Ishvara as Hiranyagarbha. Then finally, we understand Ishvara as Virat. Who is Ishvara? The same abstract, formless reality, pure knowledge, pure awareness, implied by the term Atma or Brahma, associated with the world of gross forms, names and functions, is looked upon as or is revered as Virat Ishvara, Virat. Therefore, what? Only Atma, only Brahma is in the form of everything. The only truth of all the subtle, gross, unmanifested forms, names and functions is nothing but Brahma. Atma. When we understand this fact, we have the urge of Sarvatmatvam of Ishvara. This is what is said to be understanding of the Sarvatmatvam or Sarvatma Bhavaha. Sarvatmatvam. Okay. We'll see now how Bhagavan or Ishvara is looked upon as Hiranyagarbha. Okay, next mantra. Yav pratyagatmeshwara bhavena nirdishtaha. So Shankara Bhagavatpada introduces sixth mantra. Yav pratyagatmeshwara bhavena nirdishtaha saha sarvatma ityetad darshayati. So this mantra shows the following mantra, the sixth mantra, brings to light darshayati. Kim darshayati? Yetad darshayati. Brings to light this fact. The following mantra brings to light this fact. The following mantra shows this fact. Yetad darshayati. Kim darshayati? Saha sarvatma iti yetad darshayati. He is sarvatma. He is the only self of all the beings. He is the only truth, only self of everything. All that is here is only Atma. Iti. This is Sarva. Saha Sarvatma. That is. He is the only self of all the beings, everything. Iti. Thus, Etat Darshayati. This fact that this mantra reveals. Kaha Sarvatma. Yaha. Pratyagatma Ishwara Bhavena Nirdishtaha. Who is the only self of all the beings? Who is the only truth of everything? He said, Yaha Pratyagatma Ishwara Bhavena Nirdishtaha. The one who has been very clearly pointed out, mentioned, revealed, discussed as the Ishvara obtaining as the nearest self. Pratyagatma Ishvara Bhavena. That Atma, the abstract, formless, inexplicably subtlest reality, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, pure awareness, is implied with the term Atma, which alone is mentioned as what? Obtaining as the nearest self, obtaining as the Swarupam of the individual, truth of I. Pratyagatma means what? The Atma obtaining as the truth of the individual, obtaining as the truth of the knower, I, is Pratyagatma. Pratyagatma eva Ishvara. Ishvara is there as Pratyagatma. So that Atma, who is the Ishvara, the truth of the entity of the cosmos, that Ishvara, the truth of the entity of the entity of the universe, obtaining as the innermost essence of every individual, has been mentioned, that Atma alone is Sarvatma, the only truth, only self of everything. Iti yetad darshayati. This following mantra shows that fact. It means what? Nothing newly is said here. What has been said, mentioned before, is again repeated forever. Clear, much clearer understanding. Yav puram tapaso jatam adhyav puram ajayatam. 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 Guham pravishyatishthantam, guham pravishyatishthantam, yobhute bhirvya pashyata, guham pravishyatishthantam, yobhute bhirvya pashyata, guham pravishyatishthantam, yobhute bhirvya pashyata. Yetadvaitat yav puram tapaso jatam adhyav puram ajayatam guham pravishyatishthantam yobhute bhirvya pashyatam guham pravishyatishthantam yobhute bhirvya pashyatam yetadvaitat. Okay. Okay. There is Antaryamishvara. The first, what is there? There is abstract, formless, subtlest reality. And through analysis, through the subjective analysis, we understand that reality is of the nature of consciousness. It is of the nature of pure knowledge, pure awareness. We arrive at the reality as rupa of the I, the knower. We arrive at the reality as the rupa of the knower. Thereby we understand I am the knower, knower is the reality, therefore I, the knower, am the reality. We understand. But before, now, when you arrive at it, we understand that reality which we arrive at as the rupa of the I alone is what? The beginningless reality, abstract, formless, pure awareness, pure consciousness is what? Beginningless reality, timeless, endless reality. Therefore, reality alone is. That reality is implied with them, Atma or Brahma. Then we understand that reality, abstract reality, is of the nature of knowing. That knowing nature is what? That knowing, the power of knowing, reality under the power of knowing, the power of knowing remains unmanifested, is called what? Maya. Avidya, ajnanam. Ajnanam, avidya, maya, prakriti, pradhanam, all the different names of what? Unmanifested, undifferentiated power of knowing. And this power of knowing is of the reality. Reality is power. When you look, understand this reality under the power, then we look at the power. Being powerful reality, because of the powerfulness of the reality, the Ishvara status is attributed to the reality, then we look at the reality as it is attributeless, formless, abstract reality endowed with the power of knowing. Instant power of knowing is looked upon as Antaryamishvaraha. And from that, unmanifested power alone, with that power alone, the first, what comes into manifestation first is what? Purvajatam. What is it which comes first? What is it which becomes first manifested? Purvam ajayata. The first born is looked upon as Brahma. First born is looked upon as what now? Brahma, who is also to be Ajaha. Brahma or Hiranyagarbha. The first born. So subtle aspects come into existence first, then come the gross universe. Okay, I sense comes, then what? Then all the subtle aspects, but all subtle aspects become conscious and sentient, and the gross golakams also are there. Then only when the subtle aspects function, the gross universe, including one's gross body, has the status of being existent. If they are non-functional, the gross universe, including gross body, loses its status of being existent. Therefore, gross manifestation comes later. Subtle manifestation comes first. Which comes first? Subtle or gross? How can there be gross manifestation without subtle manifestation? How can there be the object of experience without the experience? How can there be experience without the experiencer? Therefore, the experiencer comes first, then the experience is possible, then the object of experience also is possible. Therefore, the subtle manifestation comes first, the gross manifestation comes later. Therefore, The subtle manifestation doesn't have existence of its own at all, outside of Ishvara. Therefore, it is said here, we never look at subtle universe as gross universe. Subtle universe also is Ishvara. Unmanifested universe also is Ishvara. Gross universe also is Ishvara. Why? Gross universe means gross universe with consciousness alone. Gross universe is. Without consciousness, without pure knowledge, gross universe by itself can never exist. Without the light, opaque thing never exists by itself. Similarly, consciousness, this abstract reality alone is always with any universe. Therefore, here we say, what came first? Let's discuss here. Yav puram tapaso jatam adhyaha puram yaha puram jatam adhyaha puram ajayata. So yaha puram ajayata. Ajayata is the verb. So, jayate, present tense verb, you all know very well. Ajayata, lung verb, past tense verb. Yaha puram ajayata. So, then the whole subtle universe, subtle manifestation, is looked upon as Ishvara, manifestation of Ishvara. And the name given is what? Hiranyagarbha, Brahma. Yaha puram ajayata. The one who was born first. Purva jayata. Puram means kada. Adhyaha puram. Adhyaha puram. Adhyaha is the panchami vibhakti of up. Up means water. Up. Apo apaha. And when from then adhyaha, fifth case, adhyaha puram ajayata. The one who was born before the water. Before the water, so adhyaha plural word, so one who was born before the waters. Yaha puram, adhyaha puram ajayata. Saha Brahma Saha Eva Hiranyagarbha, the one who, the first born in Mundaka Upanishad, Brahma. No, remember that word? Prathamaha. The word, one of the names of Brahma is Prathamaha. Purvajaha. The one who came into existence first is Brahma, Hiranyagarbha. That's why one of the names of Brahma is Aham. Anyway, so Yaha Puram Ajayata, one who was born before what? Adhyaha, before the waters. Okay. He is looked upon as, he is known as Hiranyagarbha. Okay. Purvam tapasaha. Purum tapasaha jatam. Tapasaha jatam. He was born, how? As a result of the tapas. From the tapas. Tapasaha jatam means from the tapas, means as the result of the tapas. One was born in the, one puram means what? One puram means before, one puram means the very beginning. Yaha puram tapasaha jata. Jataha it must have been. But jatam is a Vedic, we don't change it, okay? Jataha, you should take it. The one who was born as a result of tapas. From the tapas, when in the very beginning, Puram Jataha Purvajaha, Brahma was the first and the foremost of all the beings, the firstborn. He was born in the very beginning because from the tapas, as a result of the tapas. And he was born even before the waters. Tapasaha jataha adhyaha puram ajayata. Then what happened? Guham pravishya tishtan asti. Guham pravishya tishtan asti. So he was born before the waters. He was born as a result of the tapas. First he was born. Guham pravishya tishtati. Then after being born, Guham pravishya tishtati remains. Having entered into the cave of mind and there remains, means what? It is not as though entering, okay, not really entering. It's called anupravesha shrutihi. Anupravesha shrutihi means what? The statement of Upanishad, which talks about the entry of Parameshwara. Parameshwara does not enter physically. How your face, reflection of your face enters into the mirror, how the reflection of sun enters into the pot filled with the water, or in transparent place. So also, here Bhagavan has entered. Hiranyagarbha, having manifested first, having entered into the cave of mind, as though entered. And there he remains, tishtati. Guham pravishati, tatra tishtati. What does it mean? Having entered into the cave, he remains there. Means Bhagavan, all pervasive Bhagavan. Now all pervasive space does not enter into the pot. And the pot happens to be there in space. The space, all pervasive space, pot happens to be existing in the space. All pervasive space is as though entered into the space, enclosed by the space. Similarly here, all pervasive reality Atma, okay, having entered into the cave of mind, remains there, means, now pot space remains in the pot, means what? Space doesn't move, but now is there. Remains there, means available for recognition in the cave of mind. This all pervasive reality is available for recognition, available for knowledge in the cave of mind. Therefore, it is, Bhagavan is said to be what now? As though entered into the mind of cave of mind, remaining there, remains there. And Yaha Bhutebihi, Guham Pravishya, Bhutebihi, Bhutebihi means what now? Along with Bhutebihi, remains, Bhagavan remains there in the cave of mind, what? With the physical body and send all subtle 10 powers. Bhutebihi. Bhutebihi, not Bhutaihi, it must have been, but it's a Vedic usage. Chandasa Prayogaha. So we have no right to correct it. Okay? Bhutebihi is only Vedic usage. If you write Bhutebihi, you get a 0 mark in Sanskrit. Bhutaihi. But Bhutebihi is the Vedic usage. Bhutaihi. Bhutebihi. With Bhuta, here does not mean element. Elements. Here Bhuta, what Bhuta means actually the gross physical body and all subtle powers. So he, having entered into the cave of mind, and he remains there in the mind with the body and sense organs. Bhutebihi tishtati. And here, okay, he said here Hiranyagarbha is there, you know, Ishvara is there. How is Ishvara? Ishvara is there as the Hiranyagarbha. Where is Ishvara? Ishvara is there. Ishvara manifested first and as the foremost. the very beginning, Ishvara manifested. Even before the waters was born, he was born as Hiranyagarbha. Then he remained, having entered into the cave of mind, he remains there with body and sense organs, being available for recognition always. Okay. But everybody does not make effort to discover Bharatatma. Yaha Vyapashyata. Vyapashyata means Vipashyati. Vyapashyata, past tense verb. Take it as present tense verb. Yaha Vipashyati. The person who clearly Visheshena Pashyati. Yaha Vipashyati. Vyapashyata, past tense verb. Yaha Vipashyata means Yaha Vipashyati. Yaha Visheshena Pashyati. The one who distinguishes and sees distinctly, sees that Hiranyagarbha being distinct from the cave of mind where he remains, and all the body and senses, and he seizes this, the firstborn, born before everything and born before the waters. One who sees this, distinguishes and sees distinctly, that person being Atma, that person we understand. That person sees the truth of the whole Jagat. One who distinguishes and sees distinctly that absolute reality, Atma, which alone is the firstborn, born the very beginning as a result of the tapas, born before the waters, that by having entered into the cave of mind, remains there with body and sense organs. And the person who sees very clearly, distinguishes and distinctly sees this Atma, though there is no distance, that person alone sees the reality of the only secondless non-dual reality of the whole universe. Therefore, what? Here again, Guham Pravishyat Ishtantam. Yaha bhute guham pravishya bhute bhi tishtantam yaha vipashyat. One who sees this reality, which alone is there along with the body and sense organs, which remains in the cave of mind, one who discovers the truth, that person alone sees the truth. Thereby enjoys the benefit of seeing the truth also. For what? Etadvaitate. Come on. The truth obtaining as the truth of the individual, the nearest self, as the content of I, is the truth of the Ishvara, the truth, the only truth of the entity of the cosmos. Is the literal meaning of the mantra. Let us see here the Bhashyam. Yakaschit, Yakaschin, Yaha Kaschit Mumukshu, Yaha Kaschit Mumukshu, Yakaschin Mumukshu. So who can see the Atma? Who can discover the Atma? Only who makes desperately all possible efforts. Nim of Shavanam Manam Nidhyasam. He alone discovers the Atma. And that person who makes the effort of discovering the Atma must be a Mumukshu, who knows the value of Jnana. Therefore, Shankaracharya says, Yaha, he explained the word Yaha as Kaschin Mumukshu. Yaha is equal to Yah Kaschin Mumukshu. Any whoever mumukshu, The person who is craving for discovering freedom, mokshu, purvam, here first means what? Prathamam, first. Tapasaha. Tapaso is what? Tapasaha. Tapas means what? Jnanadi lakshanat. Very important word this is, okay? Jnanadi lakshanat. Tapas here is jnanameva tapas. Jnanadi lakshanat. See, tapas here is nothing but the knowledge. Tapas here is knowledge. So, tapas in the form of knowledge. Tapas is nothing but that which is in the form of knowledge. Knowledge of what? Knowledge of the knowledge of how to bring this universe into manifestation. Tapas is nothing but knowledge of how to bring the universe into manifestation. This knowledge, bringing the universe into manifestation does not happen once. It is happening constant. Every time the universe becomes unmanifest, again the universe has to become manifest. Therefore, it is not a new thing. Something beginninglessly, endlessly, continuously, constantly, consistently happening is what? Bringing the universe into manifestation. Every time you have to bring the universe to manifestation, you can remember, when you make something new this year, every time you make sambar, you always remember how you made sambar previously. Okay, you may improvise. Okay, but still you do the same thing you do. Similarly, you have to remember what all you put before, etc. Similarly here, even Ishvara, the tapas here is jnanam. The knowledge, tapas in the form of knowledge. Knowledge of how the universe again bring into manifestation. Very nice. Lakshana, from that knowledge, from the previous experience, previous knowledge of how to bring the universe into manifestation. Brahmanaha ityetat jatam utpannam hiranyagarbham ityetat jatam known as coming to manifestation, known as hiranyagarbha. Kim apeksha? So, tapasa jnanadi lakshanat brahmanaha. Brahmanaha from Brahma. Iti etat jatam utpannam. Utpannaha. Who is now Hiranyagarbha? Hiranyagarbham. So, Hiranyagarbha has come into existence from Brahma, which is Ishvara. Kim apeksha purvam ityaha. Okay, before he was born means, before what? Kim apeksha, kasya apekshaya. Kim apeksha purvam ityaha, adbhyaha purvam, yadikatlum munnal. Adbhyaha purvam, before the waters. Ap sahite bhyaha panchabhute bhyaha na kevala bhyaha adbhyaha itabiprayaha. What it means, not before waters means, not only waters, all five elements before the manifestation of five elements, before the origination of five elements, including water. including what? Five elements includes what? Water. So mention of water includes all other four elements also. The origination of the elements, all five elements, not only before the waters, na kevala abhyaha adbhyaha, not only before the waters, but before the origination of all the elements, first, and as the first and the foremost, here from Brahma manifested what came into existence, Hiranyagarbha, Ajayata. Ajayata means utpannaha. Utpanna means originated, came into existence, manifested. Okay. Yaha. So the one who came into existence. Tam prathamajam. Now, we have to remember the first mantra of Mundakopanishad. Brahma prathamasan. Pratamasambhava Vishvasya Karta Bhuvanasya Bhokta Vishvasya Karta Bhuvanasya Bhokta Brahma Deva Devanam Pratamasambhava Devanam Pratamasambhava Vishvasya Karta Bhuvanasya Bhokta Matapantra Imbar. Okay. So here Shankaracharya writes, Yaha tam prathamajam. Prathamajam, prathamajaha Brahma. Tam prathamajam. Devadi sharirani utpadya. That firstborn Brahma, who Devadi sharirani utpadya, who having created the bodies of devas, etc. So, having created the bodies of devas, etc. Sarva prani guham, the cave of all the living beings. Hridaya akasham pravishya. So, having entered into the golakam called physical heart, there, having entered into the antahkaranam, the cave, which is like a cave of mind in all the living beings. Hridaya akasham pravishya, having entered into the space obtaining within the physical heart, in terms of the cave of mind, antahkaranam of all the living beings. Okay. Tishtantam. Tishtantam in one who remains. Remaining there, what does he do there? Remains there as the enjoyer, experiencer. Experiencer of what? Shabdadin upalabhamanam. Shabdadin upalabhamanaha. Upalabhate upalabhamanaha. One who is the enjoyer of the objects, one who remains in the cave of mind as the enjoyer of or is knower, perceiver of the all the objects such as sound, etc. So, tishtati means how do you say? Remaining there, so having entered into the space obtaining within the cave, obtaining within the heart, physical heart, in terms of the antahkaranam, which is like a cave of all the living beings, remaining there as the enjoyer, experiencer, perceiver of all the objects such as sound, etc. Shabdadi upalabhamanam. Along with what? How does he enjoy? Bhutebihi. Bhutebihi means what? Bhutaihi. Bhutebihi is Chandasa Prayogaha. Vedic usage. What's conventional usage? Bhutaihi. Bhutaihi, Bhutebihi means Bhutaihi. Bhutaihi means what? Karya Karana Lakshanaihi Saha. Who remains along with Karyam, body, Karana, powers. Karya Karana Lakshanaihi Saha. One who remains along with the body and sense organs. It means mind also, body, mind, sense complex. So, Jiva Atma plus body, mind, sense complex is what? We know very well, three bodies plus Atma is equal to individual. Every individual is a composite of what? Consciousness, Atma plus what? Sthula Shariram, Sukshma Shariram, Karana Shariram. Or Panchakoshaha. Every individual is nothing but a composite of these four factors. So here, so Karya Karana Lakshanaihi Saha Tishtantam, one who remains along with body and sense organs. Okay, now him, Yaha Vyapashyata, means Yaha Pashyati Ityetat. Whoever discovers this Atma, which Atma? The one secondless non-dual reality, abstract, subtlest reality, formless reality, which is of the nature of pure knowledge, pure consciousness, implied to them Atma, which alone remains there. How? Having entered into, as though having entered into the space obtaining within the physical heart, remaining as in the, having entered the cave of my antakkaram of all the beings, remains there. Okay. And this person who discovers that Atma, who discovers, who distinguishes and sees that Atma being distinct from the body, mind, sense complex, discovers that upalabhamanaha, discovers the enjoyed experiencer, knower, being distinct from the body, mind, sense complex. Evam pashyati saha yetadeva pashyati. He is that person, he sees nothing but this reality alone. Which reality? Yate tate prakritam brahma. The person who distinguishes and discovers the seer, experiencer, perceiver, sees this nearest self, sees the nearest reality, sees nothing but that absolute reality, Brahma, which means the absolute, formless, abstract reality implied with them, Brahman alone is there as the nearest truth. The truth alone is implied with them, Atma. The truth alone is now given the status of being the Hiranyagarbha because of the association with subtle forms, names and functions. So minus subtle forms, names and functions, who is Hiranyagarbha? Atma Brahma. Subtle functions with subtle forms and functions, Atma is called what? Experiencer, enjoyer, Brahma. Hiranyagarbha. See, Brahma tishtati. Who is Brahma? Hiranyagarbha. Hiranyagarbha is name of the Ishvara. Who is Ishvara? Ishvara is the one who remains. Remains where? Remains in the space obtaining within the physical heart. There again, where? Within the space there is antahkaranam. Antakaram is like a cave. In the cave of Antakaram, Bhagavan is available for recognition. As what? As the upalabhamanaha, as the perceiver of objects such as sound, etc. I am the perceiver. Perceiver is Brahma. Therefore, I am Brahmasmi. So Bhagavan is there as the Swarupma of every individual. So now you can understand, you arrive at the Hiranyagarbha. The truth of the entirety of the subtle manifestation is Hiranyagarbha, Hiranyagarbheshwara. And the truth of the entity of subtle manifestation alone is there as the truth of the individual subtle body. And the truth of the antahkaranam obtained within the cave, within the Hridayakasha, along with what? Hridayam? With the body imagines complex. Therefore, Hiranyagarbheshwara is there as Jivatma. Only Ishwara is there as all the individual jivas. All the individual jivas are nothing but Ishwara. And Jiva and Ishwara are actually essentially what? Only truth, only reality, Atma. Okay, I'm going to stop now. Any questions? See, I have to explain. I was expecting a question from all of you, this one. But you all kept quiet. Let me tell you what question I expected from you. In this Bhashyam, Shankaracharya says, Devadi Sharirani Utpadya. So, Bhagavan entered into the space, obtained within the physical heart, there in the entered into the cave of mind, I said. But why the mind is said to be cave? That you didn't question, you didn't ask. Devadi Sharirani Utpadya. Having brought into manifestation the bodies of celestial beings, etc. Means what? Having created the bodies of celestial beings, having the bodies of human beings, having the bodies of all the animals, and Bhagavan has entered. Sarva Prani Guham, Bhagavan has entered. Means Bhagavan alone, Bhagavan Ishwaraha, none other than the formless truth, Atma Brahma. Now, Atma Brahma, which is looked upon as Bhagavan Ishwaraha, alone is there as the Swarupam, the truth of all the living beings, including human beings, of course. And he is available for recognition only for a human being in the cave of mind. Why the mind is said to be cave? What? Bhagavan has created all bodies of all the beings, celestial beings, human beings, animals. Other means what? We'll explain next class, tomorrow. Okay? Nothing much, but little bit. But it's not creating, does not mean really making. So lending existence is what? Knowing is lending existence, lending existence is creating. Knowing is creating. Understand? I'll talk to you later tomorrow. Om Purnamadah Purnamidam Purnat Purnamudachyate Purnasya Purnamadaya Purnameva Vasishyate. Om Shanti Shanti Shantihi Harihi Om Tat Sat. Sri Gurubhyo Namaha Harihi Om.